Ayrım 8.
Look out, Master. Look out behind. Look out, Mr. Frog.
At last, my precious, I've got him. Yes, the nasty hobbit. He takes this one. She'll get the other one. Oh, yes. She-Love will get him. She has. Smeagol, promise, precious, he wouldn't hurt Master. But he's got you. What? You nasty, filthy little snake. Make hims, drops his sword, precious. Make him drop his sword.
Now I'll show you. I'll cut you. You.
Oh, Master. Oh, Master. Master. Get away from him, you dirty great horror. That's for Frodo. And that's for me. And that one-eyed Lester shining in your den.
Now, Sam Gamgee, hold fast. Her hide's thick as stone on the outside. But if she tries to crush me with her underbelly, I'll make her feel my sword. She felt that. But what do I do if she comes at me now? Galadriel, the file. Let it shine out. Ah, Elbereth, Gilfoniel, O Menel Palandiriel, Le Nalon Sidin Gurthos, A Tironin Fanuilos.
Now, come, you filth. You've hurt my master, you brute. Come on, and taste my sword again. Come on, you brute. Come on!
And Shelob, cowed at last, shrunken in defeat, jerked and quivered as she tried to hasten from him. She reached the hole and, squeezing down, leaving a trail of green-yellow slime, she slipped in. Shelob was gone. And whether she lay long in her lair, nursing her malice and her misery, and in slow years of darkness healed herself from within, this tale does not tell.
Oh, Master. Oh, dear Master. She's bound him round with her filthy webs. I'll cut him away. There. Cold. It's cold as ice. Frodo. Mr. Frodo. Well, don't leave me here alone. Well, don't go where I can't follow. No, wake up, Mr. Frodo. Oh, wake up, Mr. Frodo. Dear, my... He's dead. He's dead. Oh, that's what I saw in Galadriel's mirror. It's not sleeping, but dead. What shall I do? What shall I do? What did I come all this way with him for nothing? What can I do? Well, not leave Mr. Frodo dead, and he's unburied on top of mountains, and go home. Well, go on. Go on. Is that what I'm going to do? Well, go on and leave him. Well, if I'm to go on, then I must take your sword, Mr. Frodo. Yeah, and I'll put this one to lie by you. Yeah. And you've got your mithril coat from Mr. Bilbo. And your star glass. Well, I'll need that. I'll be always in the dark now. Well, the lady gave it to you. Maybe she'd understand. Yeah. Oh. Where now? To the crack of doom? With the ring? Me take the ring from him. Well, the council gave it to him. But the council gave him companions so that the errand should not fail, and I'm the last of the company. I wish I weren't the last. I wish old Gandalf were here. Why am I left all alone to... Why am I left all alone to make up my mind? Make it up I must. If we're found here, or Mr. Frodo's found, and that thing's on him, well, the enemy will get it. And that's the end of all of us. Lorien and Rivendell and the Shire and all. There's no time to lose, or it'll be the end anyway. The war's begun, and more than likely things are going the enemy's way already. And there's no chance to go back and get advice or permission. It's sit here till they come and get me, or take it and go. Take it. The weight of it was like a great stone around my neck. How Mr. Frodo got this far with it, I'll never know. Well, goodbye, dear master. And forgive you, Sam. Now rest you quiet till I come back again. And then may no fell creature come near you. Goodbye.
And he turned and stumbled on into the growing dark. The cleft with its orc tower loomed ahead.
Orcs and coming right at me. You're caught, Sam Gamgee. The ring. Put on the ring. It's gone dark. And I can feel something searching for me. Am I really invisible? Well, they didn't see me at any rate. Here's two more coming.
What's all the noise about? What's going on?
Someone has slipped. We had a message from down below. Spies feared on stairs, patrolled ahead of stairs.
I thought you were supposed to keep watch, Shagrat.
Don't try to teach me my job, Gorebag. We knew there were funny things going on. Shelob was on the go. My lad saw her and her sneak.
Her sneak? What's that?
Little thin fella like a starved frog.
Hi! Hi! Turn the line in the road! A spy! A spy!
Masters, they got the first of his body. They should have stood by it. That's offended.
Bring whatever it is.
How
back
many can
here?
I kill before he get me?
What does the Dark Tower want with him?
How should I know? I have my orders. Any trespasser found is to be held at the tower. Prisoner is to be stripped. Full description of every article found on the body is to be sent to Barad-dûr at once.
Right, we got him. What do we do with him?
Take him up to the tower. I'll come and inspect him.
Off you go, lads. You heard Captain Shagrat?
What got him? Shelob?
Shelob? Nothing gets past her. At least I hope not.
How do you mean?
She'd bound him up with her cords. Somebody had cut him loose. And somebody had stuck a pin into her ladyship. Slime everywhere. I'd say there's a large warrior loose. An elf, most likely.
Right. We'll deal with him later. Yeah. Let's go and look at the prisoner.
I shouldn't think there'd be much to look at after Shelob had finished with him.
Is that all you know of her ladyship? You heard what he said? It was bound with her cords. When she does that, she's after meat. She doesn't eat dead meat nor suck cold blood. This fellow's alive.
Alive? Well, I let him take him.
She just gives him a dab in the neck. They wake up in a few hours feeling a bit sick, but they're all right. Come on, let's have a look at him and report to Barad-dûr.
If I were you, I'd catch the big one that's loose before you send in your report. It won't sound too pretty to say you caught the kitten.
I got it all wrong. I knew I would. Now they've got him, the devil. Never leave your master. Never, never. That was my right rule. I knew it in my heart. Oh, may I be forgiven. Come on, Sam Gamgee. This is no time for you to be blubbing like a baby. But how am I to get Mr. Frodo out of a tower bristling with orcs armed to the teeth? The ring? Use the ring against them? Samwise the Strong. Hero of the age. Armies flocking to my call. Marching to the overthrow of Barad-dûr. What were you thinking about, Sam? You're no hero. A gardener. That's what you're meant to be. And all these notions are only a trick of Sauron's. He'd spot me pretty quick if I put the ring on in Mordor. Well, all I can say is this. Things look about as hopeless as a frost in spring. Just when being invisible would be useful, I can't use the ring. Huh?
Yes,
Spy inside! Angel, help you! I don't have
the coat? Mr. Frodo's mithril coat? That's what the trouble's about. Well, come on, you miserable slugger. There's nothing for it. The front door it'll have to be. Off we go.
Something won't let me through.
It's like Shelob's nasty webs, but invisible.
What is it?
And what are those things?
They were the two watchers, like great figures seated upon thrones. Each had three vulture heads facing outward and inward and across the gateway. They knew an enemy and could forbid his entry or his escape.
The star glass. Let's see if that'll get us through. The lady must be powered against these creatures. Huh? It's done it. I'm through. Oh, that's done it. Now I've rung the front doorbell. Well, come on, somebody! Tell Captain Shagrat the great elf warrior is called! And with his elf sword, too!
In Gondor, the lord of the city sat in a high chamber above the hall of the White Tower with Pippin at his side. And through the dim windows north and south and east, he bent his dark eyes as if to pierce the shadows of doom that ringed him round.
You should rest yourself, my lord. You are weary with much watching.
There will be a time for rest, Peregrine. Is there news of Theoden and the Rohirrim?
The watchmen have seen nothing. Will he come, do you think?
He'll remember our old alliance. He will come. But he will come too late. Well, Mithrandir, and what bad news have you to bring us? Whence come you?
From the wreck of Osgiliath. The passage of the Anduin is lost. The enemy has swarmed across us like beetles.
And Faramir has failed. Has he returned?
He still lived when I left him. Yet he is resolved to stay with the rearguard, lest the retreat over the Pelennor become a rout. He may perhaps hold his men together long enough, but I doubt it. He is pitted against a foe too great. For one has come that I feared. Few will stand and abide even the rumor of his coming. His own folk quail at him, and they would slay themselves at his bidding.
Not the Dark Lord.
Nay, not yet, Master Peregrine. He will not come save only to triumph over me when all is won. He uses others as his weapons. So do all great lords, if they are wise, Master Halfling. Or why should I sit here in my tower and think and watch and wait? Spending even my sons.
Yet now the most fell of all the captains of Sauron is already master of your outer walls. King of Angmar long ago, sorcerer, ringwraith, lord of the Nazgul, shadow of despair.
Then, Mithrandir, you have a foe to match you. For myself, I have long known who is the chief captain of the hosts of the Dark Tower. Is this all that you have returned to say? Or can it be that you have withdrawn because you are worsted?
It might be so. But I come rather to secure the safe return of the wounded men that can still be rescued. Soon there will be battle on the fields. A sortie must be made ready to bring the hurt men back. Let it be of mounted men. In them lies our brief hope, for in one thing only is the enemy still poorly provided. He has few horsemen.
And we also have few. Now, would the coming of Rohan be in the nick of time?
We are likely to see other newcomers first. Another army has come from the Black Gate, crossing from the northeast.
Some have accused you, Mithrandir, of delighting to bear ill news, but to me this is no longer news. It was known to me ere nightfall yesterday.
Huh?
As for the sortie, I have already given thought to it. All the mounted men that are left in the city shall ride forth, but only to bring back what men of ours remain alive. We are too few to give battle before such an enemy. Oh, Mithrandir, if only you had not sent the ring into the dark lands in the hands of a witless fool.
It drew now to evening by the hour, and the light was so dim that even far-sighted men upon the citadel could discern little clearly out on the fields. Denethor at last released the sortie, but he did not permit the cavalry to go far. Once they had formed a screen against the hosts of Morgul, the companies who had been fighting in the field came marching back, bearing with them the body of Faramir, son of Denethor, found upon the stricken field.
Your son has returned, Denethor, after great deeds.
Is he alive?
He lives, but he is sorely wounded.
Peregrine.
My lord?
See that a bed is made for him in my chamber, and then give orders that I am to be left alone with him.
My lord.
And there is still no news of the Rohirrim?
None.
Even if they could come, they would not avail us now. The enemy holds all the ways to the city.
The walls are strong. They will withstand the enemy while there are men left alive to defend them.
Left alive? The enemy has a weapon that has brought low many strong places since the world began. Hunger. The roads are cut. And as for our walls, the enemy has built great engines of war, siege towers. Our walls will not prevail against them. Leave me, wizard. Leave me alone to lament the son I sent unthanked, unblessed, into needless peril. Whatever may betide in war, my line too is ending. Even the House of Stewards has failed. And your fool's hope too has failed. The enemy has found the ring, and his power waxes. He sees our very thoughts, and all we do is ruinous. Leave me, Mithrandir. The defense of the city is in your hands.
Not a sound. There was nothing but dead orcs. Everywhere. Have they all killed one another? Is there nobody left alive at all? It looks as if Shagrat and Gorbag have done my job for me. Oh, where's the master? What have they done with him?
I'm not going down.
Oh, there's somebody still left alive up there anyway.
Little maggot. I'll squeeze your eyes out like I did in Radbug and send you to Shelob. News must get through to Barad-dûr or we'll both be for the black pits. Yes, you too.
Who is that Shagrat?
I'm not going down those stairs again. Be you captain or no. And you won't be captain long when they hear all about these goings on. A nice mess you two precious captains have made of things, fighting over the swag.
That's enough from you. It was Gorbag that started it, trying to pinch that pretty shirt.
Well, you have more sense than you anyway. We told you more than once that somebody got past the Watcher, one of those bloody-handed elves. He's on the stairs now, and until he's off them, I'm not going down.
So that's it, is it? And when he does come, you'll bolt and leave me. I'll put red maggot holes in your belly first. Get out! Come back, you dumb cat.
Now for it.
He's run off up the stairs. But what about Shagrat? He's coming down. He's wounded. He's carrying a bundle. It must be the mithril coat. Now, Sam Gowdy.
Yeah!
Well, here's for you, you filth! Well, there's no time to go after him now. I must look for the master. But where is he? Well, how am I ever going to find him? Well, if I can't find him, maybe I can make him know I'm here. In western lands beneath the sun, the flowers may rise in spring, the trees may bud, the waters run, the merry finches sing. Or there may be 'tis cloudless night, and swaying beaches bear the elven stars as jewels white amid their branching hair.
Shut that row, you dunghill rat!
Though here at journey's end I lie in darkness buried deep, beyond all towers strong and
high. Stop your squeaking or I'll come and deal with you, do you hear?
He thinks I'm Mr. Frodo. Well, perhaps he'll lead me to him.
Beyond all towers strong and high, beyond all mountains steep, above all shadows rides the sun, and stars forever
I'm
dwell.
I'm coming for you.
I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell.
You lie quiet or you'll pay for it. You've not got long to live in peace now that Shagrat's run off. But if you don't want the fun to begin right now, keep your trap shut, see? There's a reminder for you. And another.
Oh, no, you don't. That's for the sire. Frodo. Mr. Frodo, it's Sam. I've come.
Am I still dreaming? The other dreams were horrible.
No, you're not dreaming at all, Master. It's real. I've come.
It was an orc with a whip, and it danced into sand. I wasn't dreaming when I heard that singing down below. It was you.
It was indeed, Mr. Frodo. I'd given up hope almost. I couldn't find you.
I woke and I found myself here with orcs all around me, and they stripped me of everything, and they kept questioning me, and I thought I'd go mad.
Oh, no.
Then they left me alone, and there was nothing, Sam, nothing. And the yelling and fighting began, and then they... I think they quarrelled, and then over me and my things.
Yeah. There must have been a couple of hundred of the dirty creatures in this place. It was a bit of a tall order for Sam Gandy, but they've done all the killing themselves. Now what's to be done? Can you walk, Mr. Frodo?
Yes, I can. I can walk. I'm not hurt, Sam. Only very tired.
Well, we must find you some clothes. Oh. Well, you can't go walking in the black land and not break your skin.
Sam, they've taken everything. Do you understand? Everything. The quest has failed, Sam. Even if we get out of here, we can't escape. Only elves can escape. Away, away, out of Middle-earth, far away over the sea. If even that is wide enough to keep the shadow out.
Oh, Mr. Frodo, no. Not everything. It hasn't failed. Not yet. I took it, Mr. Frodo.
Huh?
Well, I'm begging your pardon. And I've kept it safe. It's round my neck now. A terrible burden it is, too. But I suppose you must take it back.
You've got it. Mm. You've got it here, Sam.
Yes.
You're a marvel. Give it to me. Give it to me at once. You can't have it.
Well, all right, Mr. Frodo. But you're in the land of Mordor now, sir. And when you get out, you'll see the fiery mountain and all, and you'll find the ring very dangerous now, and it's very hard to bear. If it's too hard a job, I could share it with you, mate.
No!
Huh?
No!
Huh?
Give it to me!
In episode 10 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, and Denethor by Peter Vaughan. Sam, William Nye, Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Faramir, Andrew Sear, The Lord of the Nazgul, Philip Voss, Galadriel, Marion Diamond, Shagrat, Chris Fairbank, Gorbag, David Sinclair, Snogger, Gordon Reed, Ork, Sean Arnold, and Shelob, Jenny Lee. With Alan Dudley, Alexander John, John Livesey, and Christopher Scott. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The director was Jane Morgan.